So Tucker, when was the band founded as we know it now? I think for 3 years you have played in a different constellation.
Ooh, what do you mean? How we formed?
Yeah. And I think from the infos, all started in 1992. And yeah. Then how did the other band members come together?
Okay, John and Grant knowing each other quite a long time, more than 10 years, because they're from both of them from Newport in Wales. And Grant moved to London 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and John moved to London after that. And they had another bassist, also from Newport, but he left, and they're looking for bassist. So I put some adva on the paper, and I was looking for band. So we had audition. That was 8.5 years ago, 1992. Yeah, a long time ago now.
And then in 1995, you started playing in the constellation you are having now, I read.
We got a record deal, I think 95, maybe you know more than I do. Yeah, after that, we released a mini album, started tour, and all this, small toilet tour everywhere in the UK. Yeah, so after that, we released two albums, and so Echo Park is our third album now.
But for quite a long time, you've only been known in England. Why?
We had problem with distributor here in Europe until this last album, but almost towards the end of the last album, we had different level. Because we have no control about European distributor. Record company decided which company. So when we had first album, distributor here didn't help us at all. Not us, but everyone from Echo level. We couldn't do anything. But now we have a distributor called Roadrunner. They're working so hard, so it started from last album gradually. So this album, the one we work hard, especially in Germany.
But I heard you were quite successful back in England because one album of you was rated Album of the Year by Metal Hammer.
Yeah. I was quite surprised because we didn't really expect we are that heavy of a metal. Well, we got some, heavy guitar, but that was it. But I don't know why Metal Hammer always loved us. Even new album, they gave us a really good review. And yeah, so we got quite a lot of metal fans, but even we are not metal band. But, they are quite loyal, so they like, heavy music, but they also like metal music. So that's fine to me.
And when you left to the USA, what was it like to play 120 shows in the USA?
It was crazy because meant to be just only 6 weeks first. So we supported a band called Everclear. It was a really great tour. And after that, I ended up to be in America for 8-9 months. Because there is a song on the first album called High. They're quite kind of smash hit on our town radio station. So we had to stay and tour for 8 months. It was a bit risky because, leave UK for 8 months, not doing anything in UK. Well, we did a little bit on festivals, gig, but otherwise, yeah, nothing. So it was a bit risky, but we had a good time. We made some kind of foundation.
Did the people still know you when you returned?
I have to say, it's a bit difficult to say. Maybe some people still remember. But in America is so big, like whole Europe. You have to keep going to gigs. It's not like New York, LA, or Miami. You have to go everywhere, like Texas and Alabama, all the place. So you have to keep going. So with this album, yeah, we will go back to America probably next year.
Was the success similar in the US? Or?
What do you mean?
I mean, you were quite famous in Britain, but how was it like in the US?
I wouldn't say we are famous, but people knew the song, especially this High, song called The High, because it was on the radio. It was even on the film as well. It didn't come to UK, but it's called Teenagers kind of movie called Can't Hardly Wait. So people knew the song. But we need to work, Frida, here,
In 1999 and 1998 also, two of your band members were ill during the tours, I heard. One broke his feet, but you didn't cancel it. Why?
Yeah, we canceled one show because Grant broke cheekbone. He just, tiredness just he just fell down and hit face really hard, and he just broke cheekbone. So it was physically really impossible for him to keep going. Yeah. But we only canceled one. After tour after that, John broke his ankle. So he was drummer, so very important. But he kept going.
Show must go on, under all cases.
Yeah.
And now you're coming here to Europe. How is it like to play on such big festivals, although almost nobody knows Feeder yet?
It's a good challenge. You know, wherever you go, you know, even UK, maybe some people, or half of them know Feeder, but, you know, some are, you know, they remember some, you know, songs, our single, but, well, I don't know this band. Oh, I remember this song. So, kind of, you know, challenge for us to just get people, you know, to into us. Fine, you know.
Are there further tour dates planned here in Germany or maybe in Austria and yeah. countries like that?
After festival season in the summer, we are coming back to Germany, especially Germany, you know. We just finished tour with Muse. So it was quite successful. So hopefully we come back to Germany and Scandinavia.
And are you already playing with some new songs maybe?
Yeah, we are playing. But we can't play all new songs. We have to, you know, put some old songs and, you know, balance up.